Our sponsor for this episode is exceptionalgarden.co.uk. Now, Caroline, you know I love my garden.
I know. And to be fair, you've totally transformed our garden over the last few years. It was just a weedy lawn and some overgrown conifers when we moved in. Oh, and now it's just our very own haven when we need a break from the stress and strain of dealing with our very needy guests.
And I've got another big project planned for the garden this year. Say goodbye to the old potting shed and hello to two new patio seating areas. I know you love a seating area.
Oh, I absolutely love a good seating area. But I don't know when you're going to find the time to do all of this.
Oh, I'll make time. And when I do, I'm definitely going to be stocking it from exceptionalgarden.co.uk. The problem is that most garden centres have the same old stuff that costs a fortune. Exceptionalgarden.co.uk has a huge range of amazing furniture and garden accessories, from fire pits and barbecues to log stores and pizza ovens. Pizza oven, now that's an idea.
Oh God, I love the sound of that.
And the best part is that they offer free postage on their entire range. So guys, if you're dreaming of summer like we are and your garden space needs an upgrade, please do support our sponsors and head on over to exceptionalgarden.co.uk. Now let's get started with the podcast.
Can't wait.
I hope the caliber of our output is going to be as high as usual. I hope we're going to be our usual entertaining and informative selves, because I'm knackered. I don't know about you.
Yes, I'm tired.
We're recording this late on a Sunday night, which is much later than we would usually record it. But we've had so much going on that it's been impossible to even find half an hour to jump on and record this this stuff for you. And we're going to tell you more about why that is and what we've been up to over the last few days. But safe to say, our little jolly jaunts to Mallorca seems like a lifetime away already, doesn't it? I could do with it again, really.
Well, I went on a walk this afternoon, had all the family here. We went on a walk and there was a Ryanair jet flying over above us. And I thought, oh, I want to be on that again.
I'm not in a rush to be back on the Ryanair jet, but yeah, I know what you mean. But anyway, I before we get into that, I put out an appeal last week on the podcast, didn't I? I wanted to reach out to see who's out there, see who's listening, what you think of the podcast. And you came good. You replied in force, which is fantastic and is really really rewarding for us to hear that you're all out there, you're listening, you're getting value and you're getting entertainment from the podcast, which is fabulous. I can't possibly read out all the messages that we've had, but I've just cherry picked a couple that I thought would be good to read out. So can I read them to you now?
Oh, yes, please.
I think we've heard at least one of them anyway. So the first one is from Addy on Instagram. Addy says, still enjoying the podcast. It's almost like she thought we would be going downhill by now. Still enjoying the podcast. Tend to listen on my way home. Therapeutic in a way. Love the interviews with other service providers. So we better get back on that, because we've not had an interview for a while now. I now leave constructive reviews when I stay in a service accommodation and try to book direct with providers that I get to understand the background workings.
Oh, so, we've achieved something.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool if we're sort of helping people understand how it looks from an operator's perspective and how it works. So that's really cool. So thank you so much, Addy. We know you're a long time listener, so we really appreciate that. The next one is from at Anglesey Holidays on Instagram, who say, hi, Mark and Caroline. Just wanted to say how much I enjoy listening to your podcast while I'm doing changeovers. My husband and I went full time on our small holiday lettings business a couple of years ago. And although we currently do everything ourselves, listening to the podcast has definitely given me food for thought on how we can put systems in place to allow us to step away from certain aspects such as cleaning and focus on other things, and also take a holiday ourselves without closing down. I get so many ideas listening to the podcast and agree on so many points you raise. Listening makes the changeovers seem less lonely. And no, we don't do changeovers together usually, as we don't want to get divorced or end up being the subject of a true crime murder podcast.
Sounds like us.
That's brilliant. We absolutely love that. Thank you so much for that message.
That's lovely, really nice.
Yeah, The one thing I would say with regards systems and taking yourself out of the business is it's a step-by-step process, isn't it? You're not going to be able to do it all in one hit, but I think if you just reflect on the last week or the last month and think, you know, what have I done too much of? You know, what do I want to spend less time doing? What do I want to spend more time doing? Start making a list of those things. I used to keep a little notebook next to my laptop, and I used to just keep notes of the things that I was doing on a day-to-day basis. And then I would just categorize them based on what can be outsourced, what can be systemized. And then you start building up a little bit of a plan. And it feels so good when you even just take the first little steps towards that, because suddenly you can see a future where you're not shackled to the business. And once the warning I would say though is once you shift that mindset, it's like the floodgates have opened, isn't it? I spent some time on Friday where we had the Net Gain Club quarterly meetup, didn't we? And I got chatting quite a bit over dinner to Imogen from the Freedom Geek. And she leads quite a sort of digital nomad kind of lifestyle and has systemized a business that she can run from anywhere in the world. And I just find it fascinating talking to people like that. We really geek out on systems and how you can sort of, how you can operate your business from anywhere with the right systems and the right team. So, but start small. That was basically what I
Well,
wanted to say. Start
start
small,
small.
step by step.
Step by step. Few days here, few days there, and build up to the big stuff.
So what have we got in store for everybody this week? It's been a hell of a week actually. So we've got a lot to get through. The main topic for this week is our channel manager switch. So we pulled the trigger earlier this week, and I pretty much haven't left my laptop since,
No,
I
you
don't
haven't.
think.
I've bought food up for you. I've locked you in.
She's not even exaggerating, are you? You brought food up on a tray, effectively. And I know I did a stint. I did about a 14-hour stint, didn't I, in front of the laptop? But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's been a hell of a week. We're getting there. We're nearly there with the big switchover, but it's been quite a
It
process,
certainly has, yeah.
and it continues to be. And we're also going to be following up on our cliffhanger actually from last week, which was, were we able to enjoy some peace and quiet in Mallorca, or did the serviced accommodation gods conspire against us yet again to disrupt our plans? No spoiler alerts, but we will fill you in on that one. So, should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Winship.
And my name is Caroline Winship. And together we run hotels and vacation rentals across the UK.
With our team.
Well, of course, with our team. We couldn't do it without them.
And one thing's for sure, there is never a dull moment.
Oh, you can say that again.
Welcome to the Secret Serviced Podcast. Are we going with the Secret Serviced Podcast or Secret Serviced Podcast?
So very briefly, for those who aren't up to speed, we're changing our channel managers. And we have previously used Smoobu up to this point, but I think we've outgrown it. And we have decided to make the switch to a channel manager called HostAway. And this week, after a lengthy process of onboarding and training, was the big switchover and the big migration.
Yep, flip the
How have you
switch.
found it? How are you finding it? Because I wouldn't say we're fully there yet, are we?
I think probably Thursday evening was the low point at about 11:30, because I genuinely felt like I was walking through a field in the dark with a blindfold on, with messages coming in. I'm thinking, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what I'm doing. Do I respond to that? Is this pulled through? So Friday, so Thursday night, and Friday night as well, there were some sort of messages coming in late at night. And then sort of Saturday morning, I think, got up early, got straight on the laptop, didn't we? We divided and conquered. We had both had tasks to do. And by sort of 12 o'clock Saturday, I started to think, actually, I think we're
Yeah, we
getting
started to
there.
break the back of it, didn't we?
But you've done 99.9% of it. I mean, you just smashed it out, didn't you? On that Thursday, I think. But
Well,
you just never know, do you,
you
until
have to,
something
though.
comes out.
You have to. So for people who've never done this before, and by the way, this is no reflection on the onboarding process from Hostelry, which I actually think has been
Yeah,
excellent.
it's very good.
And it's not a complicated process as such, but we are dealing with best part of 70 individual units. And the challenging thing is that once you disconnect them from one channel manager, and then as quickly as you can, you've got to connect them to the other one, because otherwise they're just floating in the ether, basically. And double bookings could happen and all that. So it's an immediate switch to the new one. But as soon as you do that, it's effectively live and operational. And then it's a race against time, because you've got to make sure that you have connected up all of your automated messages. And obviously, it's a completely new platform, so we're still getting to grips with how that works. You've got to hook up all of the property information to make sure that the guests are getting the information they need at different stages, all of this for 70 individual units. And it is genuinely a race against time, because anybody that needs anything or even books with us during that window is potentially going to get an incomplete experience. And that's been the most difficult thing, is it's just been. I mean, I've got square eyes just from, and I genuinely think I've got, what's it called, in your wrist when you,
RSI.
yeah, RSI, just from feverishly working away at the laptop for 14-hour shifts, back up again 6:30, 7 o'clock the next day. I'm not selling it to anyone, and I promise you, this is not a criticism of Hostaway. To be honest, we're not really in a position to judge Hostaway yet as a platform, because it's all just been about migrating everything across. We are 85% there now, I would say.
Just a couple of.
Frustratingly, just as we were about to, we've got a few Airbnb accounts for various landlords and stuff that we manage for, that we need to hook up and that sort of thing. And frustratingly, the last one, there's been a problem with, and for some reason, it just won't connect to the channel manager, which is frustrating, because it means that we are split now for the moment across two systems. So we've got those ones are still on Airbnb and on Smoobu, and then we've got everything else on Hostaway, which is really not a situation I wanted to end up in. I'm really hopeful that's going to get resolved tomorrow. We're on to the support team about that. They don't at the moment seem to understand why it's doing it either. So that's been less than ideal.
Yeah, because it does mean we have to keep an eye on things in case we get a double booking, doesn't it? For those ones, because they come in either on the website or through that platform, and because it doesn't realize it's been booked out already, it can potentially book out, can't it?
And we do get them. So we got a double booking. Thankfully, it was at one of the hotels. And usually, you think, particularly as it was Eaton House, which, as is well documented on the podcast, has been a little bit slow for bookings.
Not
We
this
thought, well,
week.
that's fine, because if we get a double booking, we'll just move them into a different room. That'll be absolutely fine. Just shift it around. Went logged on, thought, yeah, no worries. We'll move it across. Blimmin' fool.
Yeah, Jen has done her job this week, hasn't she?
Unbelievable. If we couldn't had to chop up his stay and move him from one room to another just to fit it in.
Oh,
Couldn't
dear.
believe it. Well,
No,
nice problem to have, though.
absolutely. Yeah, well done, Jen.
A couple of glitches. A couple of glitches. Like tonight, a guest, their online check-in link didn't appear in their guest portal. Nobody seems to know why. We've contacted support. They're looking into it. Fairly minor, I guess. Also, lots of positives. I think it's just for us, it's unfamiliar territory. So it's just getting familiar with the system and how it works. I'm starting to get comfortable with the automations.
And for me, because I wasn't at the, when we started off with Smoobu, it's actually better for me because I feel I've got a much better handle on Hostaway than I ever did Smoobu charge automation
Yeah, well,
for.
there was no onboarding with Smoobu. It's just a 14-day trial. Go figure it out.
Oh,
Figure it
really?
out.
Was
Yeah,
it?
that's all it is. That's
Okay.
why I said I've been really impressed with Hostaway. A lot of hand-holding, a lot of support. We had a panicked call with Margarita on
Friday
Friday, didn't
morning,
we?
doing 9
Because
o'clock.
Thursday, it basically all went live. And I got a bit excited, and I thought, I've got this. I've got this. So I migrated the other 50 listings across in one big hit. And then I think there were a couple of things that hadn't been hooked up properly, but also I think we'd slightly confused ourselves, because Similar terminology is used across Mubu and Host Away, but for very different things. So we thought the guest information was going to appear in the guest portal, but it doesn't. You have to send that to the guest. Again, it's just familiarizing ourselves with a different system, isn't it? I think I seem to think that the VAs in the Philippines, Mariana and Cindy, already seem to be enjoying the fact that everything is in one place. I can tell from messages on our team chat today that Cindy's been looking around at it, and she's been looking into how we can export the data and stuff like that, because obviously that's all got to change now. But she's been taking a lead on that one. It hasn't been helped by the fact, obviously, which is just... It's just sod's law, isn't it, really, that both Lisa and Jenna are away, which is, I know they listen to this, and I promise you it's no reflection on them, or they absolutely deserve a break, and that's absolutely no issue whatsoever. But it's just one of those things that, you know, we've basically pulled the trigger, and then sort of you and I are having to sort of really... you know, take the reins, as it were, and figure it out, which isn't ideally what we wanted. We wanted the whole team to be at the coalface while this was all going on. But it is what it is, because we can't delay. We can't delay.
Because you're away.
Because then I'm away. So we need to get it all set up.
We hit the summer season.
I still maintain, though, I think it's an exciting time for the business.
Oh, I keep nagging you, don't I, about, because I'm really excited about the Google vacation thing.
Well, yeah, there's lots of things that we're just trying to get the core stuff set up before we get into the fun stuff. Yeah. But what I mean by that is it's an exciting time, because it's, in a way, by making this software switch, we are almost like upskilling our team. Almost like moving them up a level, if you see what I mean, because up till now, you know, all the questions have been directed through us, because we owned the systems, created them, and they come to us. Whereas now we've all been part of this onboarding process. They know just about as much as we do. I've spent, you know, a couple of calls to the support on Host Away today, and that's what they're going to need to do as well, isn't it? You know, if there's anything that we don't understand, or we're not sure why this happened, you know, they can be driving that, which I think, and this isn't about us trying to have an easy life, and thank God we're not going to get asked so many questions. It's more about freeing us up to focus on the strategic elements that we started at the beginning of the year around direct bookings and really pushing the marketing side, which actually we have had to park that a bit.
Yeah.
Because we've had to focus on getting this all up and running. And time gets away. It's nearly May. Is it May? May yet. I lose track of where we are.
Yeah, it was 21st of April, isn't it?
Yeah. And time just absolutely flies. So, yeah, in a nutshell, we're 80% there. I'm really hopeful that once we get hopefully the full support team onto it tomorrow with this issue with the last account, we can get that all hooked up, get that sorted, get the website on, and then we'll be away. And then if there's a few glitches here and there, we can just figure out how it all works as we go through.
Yeah, no, I'm hopeful that obviously by the end of the week, well, actually probably by Wednesday, hopefully it'll all be good to go, won't it? So, it's gone.
And we'll keep you posted, because, you know, I think it would be a useful public service to do a bit of a review of Host Away and how we're finding it. Yeah. I'm still positive about it at the moment. It's always frustrating when you have to navigate it's like, I hate going to supermarkets I've never been into.
Oh, God, yeah. They're the wrong way round.
That's what I mean. It doesn't matter if it's just another Tesco, another Aldi, but if the bread isn't where you're expecting it, seriously, shop takes 3 times as long.
You know why they do that, don't you?
Why?
Well, they move things around quite a lot so that you can't find it. Then you walk around the supermarket a bit more and buy things that you thought you weren't going to buy.
No, yeah, well, maybe, but you and I shop very differently. So I'd imagine you're not affected by this at all, because you go with no plan, no recipes, no shopping list. You will go up and down every aisle, just literally flinging things in as you go along, and then you will just create stuff out of it at the end. Whereas I'll go in having, you know, researched my menu, made a list of ingredients, everything I need to make this, and I'm quite particular about that. And so if one of the ingredients isn't there, I have to throw the whole recipe out the window, because, well, it's just not going to be the same.
I'm a make do amend.
Yeah. So, But yeah, we will keep everybody in the loop with how we get on with Hostway. But right now we're just bloody knackered because
yeah,
it's
I'm sorry
been
if I'm a bit quiet.
Pretty full on.
Yeah, it is. It has been pretty full on, and just want to get through it really at the moment.
So other than being a distant memory, how was Mallorca? How did you find it?
Well,
so good, wasn't it?
Moving there, I've decided that's it's my new Valencia.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was exactly what the doctor ordered right now.
Oh,
it was
God,
perfect.
It was blue skies, it was warmth, it was
23 degrees, totally chilled.
How can people be miserable in a sunny country? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, how a lot of, like, within 2 days, I know it's a holiday mind. We talked about this while we were out there. I know it's an element of this is it's a holiday mindset, but, you know, we can never fully switch off with our business. So it's not like we just sit on a beach and do nothing, but that some of the stresses and strains, the stuff that seems so important day to day, or not even seems so important, but just occupies your bandwidth, just fades. It's like a fog, isn't it? It just sort of disappears. Anyway, it was beautiful, wasn't it? It was lovely.
Really
lovely spa hotel.
Yeah, really nice.
We were,
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, the spa.
Oh, the Turkish shower. It shot at you from every direction.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's like being in a car wash.
Oh, God,
didn't
that
you?
Was so
yeah,
cool.
It was cool. I went around trying out all the different spa treatment things, didn't I? It's a novelty for me. This is a new arena. That was cool. And then we were, what, 5-10 minutes from the harbour? With
amazing
nice restaurants,
boats.
Amazing views. I mean, you pay for it in terms of the cost of the food and drink, but I had the most expensive orange juice and lemonade on planet Earth, I think. But it was lovely. We had a hike on the last day, and we went over the peninsula through the forests and then found this secluded beach. There's only about two people there.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Pretty inaccessible, and it was pretty idyllic. Were we able to completely switch off and recharge? Not entirely.
Not completely, no.
Unfortunately, we had one of those guests. One of those guests again, and it got escalated. The team did brilliantly. I know for a fact that they were chatting offline and taking things off the chat group so that we were not troubled too much while we were away. But unfortunately, there was one guest who decided to shoot straight into our top 10 of worst guests, or not worst guests, but rudest guests. And we had to deal with that. And in fact, we had to call him from Mallorca. Well, you did.
Yeah, I did.
To start with. Until I took the phone off you, because I thought you were on the verge of accusing him of being too thick to work a microwave. It was one of those that we just smelled a rat pretty quickly there, didn't we? In terms of someone who I think knows how to play the system.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're getting more and more of them. And, you know, we chatted about this afterwards as well, didn't we? That, you know, it's so unfair that it comes back to bite us, and that we have no ammunition against this, because we know that at the end of the day, if they leave us a bad review, then, you know, especially as they were booking.com guests, there's practically nothing we can do about this. And, you know, we always advise that if anything's written, it goes on the platform so that booking.com can see it. But you just feel kind of helpless, and you think, you know, you can do everything in your power to make this a good stay for them. But
I just want to put this into context, because there are a couple of things that, as a team, there was a maintenance issue, for example, that could have been dealt with slightly better, just slightly better. So there were a few bits where I don't think we performed 100% on this one, but to give you context, the very first message contact that we had from these guests was, and I'm pretty sure I'm quoting this almost word for word, it was in a WhatsApp message on the chatbot. That said, I'm at the property, I haven't been sent the codes. They had been sent the codes, obviously. They've always been sent the codes. So Lisa, I think it was dealing with it, said, you know, no problem. You have been sent the codes. Here they are again, da, da, da. And before she'd even sent a message, they wrote, hurry up. You know, so that straight away, that tells you a little bit about where this is heading, I think. Hurry up. That was on there. So this is the caliber of person we're dealing with. Anyway, they then clearly didn't watch the very informative videos we send them on how to use the various appliances, and they managed to lock themselves out of the hob. So they put the child lock on the hob presumably through just randomly pressing buttons to see if they could get it to work. Started having a fit at us, tried to claim that the hob wasn't working, that they couldn't eat, they couldn't heat while they were, despite the fact they've got a microwave, as you quite rightly pointed out. Although to start with, they didn't think they had a microwave. I don't know what they thought that shiny thing was just to the left of the sink. But anyway, it was... yeah, it seemed like a bit of a campaign to get some sort of concession, because we had multiple people go around, two people go around to verify that the hob was in fact working. And they kept insisting it wasn't, and that they'd been 4 days without being able to cook and all this nonsense, essentially. So you spoke to them, I spoke to them. We ended up, this is what gets me though, we ended up, and we're not obligated to do this, but I thought, well, that's, as I said, Dim, by this point, by the way, they were saying they just want to go. They want to go. They want to draw a line under it. They want to find some other accommodation. We were talking about a slightly wobbly bathroom door handle and a hob that was working perfectly that they had locked themselves out of. They wanted to leave because of that. And so I spoke to them. In the end, I kind of gave the concession that we quite often give, which was, look, you know, if you go through official channels on this, you go through booking.com, you request to amend the dates, you won't be eligible for a refund. They will contact them to see if we're prepared to give any refund, and we'll say no. However, you know, what I'm prepared to do is a goodwill gesture so that we can part on good terms, etc., is we will, if you cancel the booking, we will, that will release the dates immediately. And anything that we can resell, we will refund you what you paid for that night, which is so more than fair. It's ridiculous. We're not obligated to do anything. We haven't done anything wrong. The appliance is working perfectly. There was no issue at all. And he didn't get it. He just didn't get it. He was, well, no, I'm not satisfied with that, because there's the risk there that I won't get anything. I was like, and I was totally honest with him. Yes, there is. There is no guarantee that we will be able to sell those dates. I'm pretty optimistic because it's a very busy, very popular property, but there is a possibility that that we won't be able to sell any of the dates. But here are your two choices. You can request to cancel it through official channels and you will get nothing. That's guaranteed. Or you can do this and you might get something. In the end, we got to the point where we offered to put a bit of money on a tab for them, didn't they, at a local restaurant. And bizarrely, they were happy with that and chose to stay.
Yeah, they're staying. Oh, wow.
Which, again, this is what rings alarm bells for me. Was there ever anything wrong? Did they ever intend to leave?
I just don't get it, because they wasted a lot of time with this as well.
I don't know how much his girlfriend was in the background.
Yeah. Not saying anything, but possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I think he sounded slightly browbeaten when I was talking to him on the phone, but who knows? So that was, do you know what? It was frustrating to have to deal with that. There was at least one of our dinners when that was playing on my mind, and I was sort of, you know how it is, you're like phrasing messages in your head and stuff like that, because neither of us like confrontation as such. So that was frustrating. However, I still maintain it's kind of cool that we can run a business like this from anywhere in the world, and we shouldn't forget that.
Yeah. And also, like we said at the beginning, it wasn't half as stressful. It just was easier to deal with. It just wasn't as bad as, you know, when you're at home dealing with stuff. Mm.
No rest for the wicked. We've got a super busy week this week.
We have actually, yes, yeah, very busy. I'm looking forward to the, I just forget the name of it.
Short Stay Summit.
Thank you, Short Stay Summit.
Short Stay Summit in London, yeah. Yep.
Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to meeting my good friend from booking.com.
Are you still planning to do that, are you?
Yeah.
So here's my thing about the Short Stay Summit. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
I'm not a massive fan of these conferences sometimes, but you usually pull away a couple of nuggets, don't you? It really depends on the sort of the experience and caliber of the people that you network with, I guess. So this is quite a big industry show, but we'll see. I'm quite hopeful that we'll come away with a few nuggets, which is great. It's Old Billingsgate, which is Excellent news.
Good food.
Because that is 5 minutes away from one of the best sandwiches I've ever had in my life. So I'll definitely be nipping out to Crunch in Old Billingsgate Market. Anyway, that's beside the point. I have a couple of issues, though, with the summit in general. First thing is I've looked through the agenda.
Yep.
And there is no mention, as far as I can tell, or no dedicated sessions to anything to do with the regulations or anything that's coming up. It doesn't surprise me.
No, is it all a bit glossy, is it?
I guess there's not a lot of meat on the bones. It's probably going to create more questions than answers, but it does slightly feel like it's a bit of a stick your head in the sand kind of approach, which is not sure about that. But my biggest bugbear, and you won't be surprised to hear this, is that the gold level sponsor, I think it's gold, is booking.com. And I genuinely choose to park it most of the time. But when I think about it, it makes me quite cross.
Yeah.
Because this is the organization that, we are not, they hustled thousands and thousands of hosts all over the world and probably ended a lot of businesses with no recrimination, nothing at all. And that, they put a lot of people in a lot of real financial hot water with their unethical practices, and they basically stole money from hosts. And it seems that we all have very short memories. That's probably exactly what they're banking on, I would imagine. And I just think this would have been one opportunity as an industry for us to stand up and say, no, you don't get to sponsor this event. You don't get to gloss over what you did to all the hosts. And I'm definitely going to flag this up when I'm there with the organisers, and if there's a feedback form or something, for what it's worth. I just think it's wrong.
No, I know, I agree. And unbelievable, really. But anyway, I'm going to meet this chap. I'm going to raise all my queries, questions, concerns again. You won't let me wear the T-shirt I wanted to wear, but there you go.
No. I'm not going to meet him. I have no interest in meeting him. So I've got no interest in meeting him because I suspect he's part of the issue. I'm not going to be going down that road. It's not worth it as far as I'm concerned, but I'm quite happy for you to see where you get to. But anyway, despite all of that, I am looking forward to it. To be honest, I'm looking forward to a day trip to London with you.
It's
a bit different. It's always fun to get out on the road and do stuff like that. We're then slogging it on from there down to the south coast, down
my
to Milford.
We've
got a filming day, although you are,
I'm more maintenance oriented.
Let's just say you're tackling some maintenance issues that we've had down there, where jobs have not been done to a satisfactory level. We'll leave it at that. So you've got that to look forward to while I'm swanning around with my film crew.
With your film crew.
So we've got that to look forward to. But it's a busy old week, because we've got, obviously, the rest of the onboarding with Host Away. We really could do with getting that done by Wednesday at the latest.
Oh, definitely.
Because we won't be able to spend any time on it after that.
Well, Wednesday in London, Thursday in...
Friday, maybe we have a bit of a break. I don't know.
I think Friday you're going to be heading off somewhere to buy your clothes for your
holiday. I am.
Holiday.
I've got to get kitted up. I can't believe how quickly that's come around. What is it?
What are we
going to
do about the podcast?
And it's not a holiday, by the way.
It's a holiday.
It's not. It's a trek.
It's
I'm going to call it a trek. So we've got a really busy week. So there'll be loads to update you on next week when we record the podcast. And we'll try and bring some of those nuggets to you, some of the stuff that we pick up from the short stay conference. And we'll do a special edition kind of feature on what we covered and what we learned. Okay, well, that's a wrap for episode 12 of season 2 of the Secret Serviced podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to hit the like, follow and subscribe button. It only takes a second and it really does make a huge difference. Cliffhangers for this week.
I think it's got to be, what nuggets can we bring back from our short stay?
Yeah, what nuggets? What? How... confrontational does Caroline manage to get with booking.com? is it going to result in a screaming match?
Oh, well,
trust me, you should be on tenterhooks, waiting to hear what happens, because I don't know where that's going to go. When Caroline finally meets up with the Booking.com representatives face to face, that could get fiery and it could get emotional. So yeah, that's a cliffhanger for me. I'm really interested to see where that one's going to go. Yeah, so I think that's they're probably the main. And will the rest of the onboarding with Hostaway go as seamlessly as possible? And the most important one, will the steak sandwich from Crunch in Billingsgate Market be as good as I remember it?
Let's
That is
hope
a
so.
cliffhanger.
That's
That
the
really
cliffhanger.
is.
That's the big one.
Thank you again, everybody, for all of the lovely comments that you've been sending through to us on Instagram. That's where to get in touch. Keep them coming.
It really does mean a huge
It does
amount.
mean a huge amount. We put this stuff out there. And we hope there are people out there listening, but to hear from you and to know there are real people at the end of the airwaves is always really rewarding. So we love to hear where you're listening from and what you're up to. Send us a DM on Instagram at Secret Service Podcast. We'll do our best to give you a shout out during the podcast as well. And if you're a host and you want to come and chat to us on the podcast, that would be amazing. So please do let us know. Take care, everybody, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Yep, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.